Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a very informative and riveting broadcast lined up for you today. On this eighth day of January 2009, this Thursday edition, Steve Quayle joins us in 30 minutes for an hour to talk about the economy, what's happening in Israel, and with what the big surprise is coming up on January 21st from Barack H. Obama. That and a host of other important issues. Then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us to go over the Gaza situation from his perspective, also the economy. He's the former head of policy at the Treasury and the father of Reaganomics. And then for an hour and a half today, we are joined by David Icke. And we could have him for 2 hours, but I have a little surprise in that last 20, 30 minutes of the show that for the viewers out there on PrisonPlanet.tv when we simulcast the last 2 hours, and, of course, for the radio listeners. But Steve Quayle, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and David Icke on January 8th, 2009. So that is coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it wasn't hard to predict it. The police have basically decided not to charge the individual who cold-bloodedly shot a poor black man in the back. The bullet then bounced off the concrete. He was spread eagle with an officer sitting on his head. The bullet went through his back into the concrete, bounced back up in a mushroom formation, and ricocheted through his lungs. He died about an hour later at the hospital. And I'd seen two different videos. First, the police said that there were no videos. Then it turned out they'd confiscated videos and claimed that the videos were not working there at the DART station. But they confiscated citizens, now known as civilian slaves, cameras. But it turned out two people had gotten video. Now another video has surfaced that police weren't able to confiscate. And now I've seen more of this officer's body language up close, and he looks like he's completely out of his mind. He's resigned from the force. And now the police are saying, well, we're no longer involved in this because he's resigned, so now it's not our issue, and now Internal Affairs isn't investigating. What does that mean? So if a cop murders somebody, either capital murder, premeditated, or whether it's manslaughter, whether it's accidental, and I think clearly it's pointing towards capital murder now, this guy's a lunatic. I mean, I could see him getting off on an insanity plea, maybe, because you watch him. He pulls the gun out. He sights it. And, you know the difference between a black, what looks like a Glock or Heckler & Koch, classic standard issue handgun. Looks like 9mm 40 cal, something along those lines. We don't know yet. They've kept that secret. And he sights it. Holds the shot for about 2 seconds and shoots the guy in the back. Now, I'd said maybe it was taser confusion. But now watching him from a closer video angle off somebody's cell phone camera, he looks like a vampiric demon or something. He looks like Bela Lugosi. His eyes are completely crazed. He looks like a lunatic. And I'm not trying to get the guy off. I mean, I was saying, could be taser confusion, but still, why would they pull a taser when the guy's spread eagle on the ground with cops sitting on his head when he didn't resist? Why did they lie and say there weren't videotapes or recordings? Why did they lie and say there was a scuffle going on? And the media shows the video and says, you can see a scuffle. There's no scuffle. The guy's laying there. One cop jumps on his head, so he flinches. You see him in pain. Slightly flinch. I guess his hands move off the ground about 2 inches, and I guess that's a death penalty. Hey, when we jump on your head with our knees, when we jump on your neck, if you flinch, and the poor guy's begging, he's saying, please, I got a 4-year-old daughter, please don't tase me, because witnesses said the cop was threatening to tase him. They just murdered him. Now there's been riots in San Francisco.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The new world order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the new world order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Protest over BART shooting turned violent. San Francisco Chronicle. I watched video of it. When police started getting in people's faces and telling them to disperse, that they were not an authorized, permitted crowd, they began throwing soda bottles and things at the police car windows. They overturned police cars, burned police cars. The police began firing rubber bullets at the crowd. And you know why the people are doing this? They don't like seeing a fellow human being murdered execution style and then the system making excuses for it. If you want any respect from the public, you have to punish your officers when they murdered people in cold blood. But no, you've been caught lying, and which is par for the course. And we had a former top Texas police narcotics officer in here yesterday talking about how 85% of the narcotics officers he knew, including himself, planted drugs on people in their cars, in their homes. They used informants to do it. And he's now running stings across the country. And he's set to have a national TV show, by the way, showing all of this happening and going on. Incidentally, we're going to get him a radio show here on Genesis in the next 2 weeks, regardless out of my studios. But he's already done one on XM. But I was guessing 60%. You know, I didn't say that on air. I said, when we come back, we'll find out what percentage on average of narcotics officers plant drugs. And I was going to say 60%. And he said, no, about 85. And I've interviewed famous New York detectives. And the one guy who, Swartz was his name, who several of them, but back in the 70s, over 70% of the detectives in narcotics got fired in New York City because it turned out they were dealing drugs. But I was trying to give the police the benefit of the doubt and saying 60%. plant drugs. And he said, no, it's more like 85%. Now, let's be clear. That's narcotics officers and narcotics task forces. Your average beat cops, from my studies, it's very rare for the, you know, the traffic officer or bike cops to be out planting drugs. Very common for the FBI, very common for narcotics officers. And this goes to the heart of our judicial system. They've now done DNA tests nationwide, and on average over 30%, or right at about a third, of death row inmates are completely innocent. In fact, many times people on their deathbeds confess that they really committed murders, and then they go DNA test the person that confesses they did it, and it turns out it was their DNA and not the person sitting on death row. I've always been for the death penalty. I mean, I believe if somebody kidnaps a child, rapes them, and kills them, and you've got incontrovertible evidence, execute them. But I do believe that it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man fry. The police have the attitude, though, that, oh, I'm sure you did something wrong. I'll never forget when I was a teenager in Dallas, other than getting in a lot of fistfights, I was very clean. Again, didn't like drugs. I tried a few every time. I hated them. I liked alcohol when we could get our hands on it, but that was it. And they would just call kids in all day long to the office, and not just myself, and say, we know you're a drug dealer. We know you're stealing stereos, and you're going to work for us now. And I said no, and then they got very upset. But, I mean, this is just standard. And I'll never forget the cops saying, well, if you didn't steal those stereos, I know you're doing something illegal. And I was self-righteous and said, yeah, I've stolen beer out of the golf carts. That's how teenagers got their beer in Rockwall, Texas, is there were golf courses all over the community in different neighborhoods. And before I even had a car or a motorcycle or a moped, we would walk sometimes a couple miles over to our buddies' houses. And I only stole beer a couple times, but I had buddies did it all the time. To the point of they started not leaving their ice chest in the back of their golf carts. And they'd all be in the different golf. I'm already digressing with this story. The point is that I said, yeah, I've stolen beer. We know you've done a lot more than that. And this was years after I'd stolen beer out of ice chest. Can you imagine being 13, 14 years old? And you run up, grab a six-pack, a bottle of wine out of the back of the ice chest, run off in the woods and drink it with your buddies and roll around in the leaves. That's about the extent of it. Oh, and there was a convertible. We could go to one Easy Mart, but we had to walk about 2 miles because the other convenience stores on the main highway by our neighborhood wouldn't sell youth cigarettes, but the Easy Mart would. But I did one time there was a convertible open with a pack of Marlboro Reds laying on the dash. Let's just have a little confession hour here, and I grabbed that pack of cigarettes and I smoked them. But that's it. That's the extent of my great thievery. Meanwhile, we're criminals. The entire population are criminals, and we deserve it. We deserve to be shot in the back because, assuredly we did something wrong in our lives, or we deserve to be framed for a murder because assuredly we did something wrong in our lives. But then the police just run around framing whoever they want, stealing houses, stealing homes, and that's okay. That's a wonderful thing. Coming up later, I'm going to play a clip from San Francisco News. Dealing with the crowds, it's also posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, as the public fights back. And if these riots were to continue, the police would just dress up like protesters and then attack old ladies on video camera and then say the public was attacking old ladies as a false flag to demonize the protesters, as they just got caught doing in Greece, as they just got caught doing in Denver. It's admitted. Police admit it. Caught in Denver. As they got caught in Canada, as they got caught in Seattle, I mean, we're constantly catching them. I'll say Austin police aren't as bad. They were just calling for violence and trying to shove a few people when we had the Fortune 500 back in, 1998 in Austin, Texas. And I got in their face with cameras and said, you're police, and then a bunch of cops ran across the street and said, back off, Jones. And then they inserted two more cops, but they stopped stirring up trouble because they had riot cops across the street. We were about to march from the Capitol to the Fortune 500 at the Four Seasons Hotel on the river, 8 blocks away, and they wanted to rubber bullet us. They wanted to go into that crowd of 400 protesters, maybe 500, and they wanted to bust some heads to then get more riot funding, more police hired. But it didn't work because I know a 6'5", 280-pound cop isn't a little methamphetamine 17-year-old anarchist. That's a tip to the police. You really, you're trying to infiltrate. It's pretty obvious when you put your biggest guys in there because, quote, you know, they can handle it if things get rough. I mean, give me a break. How obvious. Okay. As here on the show throughout the broadcast, so we'll be going into more detail on all of these. U.S. companies face $409 billion pension deficit, study shows out of Reuters. Now, folks, if you think there's a $409 billion pension deficit, got another thing coming. They admit losses to 401ks, which are private pensions, individual pensions, is several trillion dollars. That money's been stolen, and you're not getting it back. What you're getting is a machine gun in your face, unless you stand up. Now, they're claiming with companies, $409 billion in the U.S. alone is bye-bye. But this was with almost zero transparency from these companies. See, the owners of these companies, they've already got offshore, armored, protected Caribbean island facilities. They've all moved out of the country. So that's where your pension fund money is, in case you were wondering. We're left behind with all the shaved head, roid heads with machine guns ruling us. Volatile, of course, their pension funds are going to be gone too, but yeah, they like the system. It's all right. You know, they like to plant drugs on us and rob us and abuse us. Well, they get robbed by the bigger crooks. You know, that's how it works. You like corruption? You think it's cute? Well, get ready for the society to totally fall. Volatile markets have saddened U.S. companies with a $409 billion deficit on pension funds, reversing a $60 billion surplus a year earlier. So that's $469 billion actually lost then. As of December 31st, pension funds plans among members of the Standard & Poor's 1500 had $1.21 trillion of assets and $1.62 trillion of liabilities. Mercer said in a report released on Wednesday at the end of 2007, pension plan assets totaled $1.66 trillion and liabilities totaled $1.6 trillion, Mercer said. So did you hear that? Liabilities are $1.6 trillion, and total assets are $1.66 trillion. That means there is $6 billion left. See, that should be the headline. $6 billion left in pensions from $1.66 trillion. There's $6 billion left. Oh, my gosh. Oh, hey, you know how you fix it? You just build more FEMA camps and hire more cops. That'll save us. Obama warns of dire consequences without stimulus. And now, as I told you, first they said it was $700 billion, then $800 billion. Now the new stimulus package, which will be given to select crony corporations, is over $1 trillion, and that's here in the report out of AP Yahoo News. President-elect Barack Obama said Thursday the recession could linger for years, depression, unless Congress pumps unprecedented sums from Washington to the economy. He means into his friends' pockets. This is Chicago-level big machine taking over. In the highest-profile case yet of an issue certain to define and dominate his early presidency. Now, here's the problem with that. The world is moving away from buying U.S. debt. International Herald Tribune today, U.S. debt is losing its appeal in China, the biggest owner of U.S. debt. China has bought more than $1 trillion in American debt, but as the global downturn has intensified, Beijing is starting to keep more of its money at home and shifting that could pose some challenges to U.S. government in the near future. Eventually, may even produce salutary effects on the world economy. And meanwhile, many other nations are completely moving out of the dollar and out of U.S. debt. So, they are going to give you a depression with hyperinflation from over-issuance of currency on top of it. But don't worry. If you complain, they'll lay you out on the concrete and pump a couple of rounds right through you. How's that sound?
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 8th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $855.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $880.77, $440.39 for the half ounce, and $220.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $880.77, $440.39, and $220.19.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carsey's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar documents spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Gonna kill us, we better kill them first.
But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill,
How much is that soldier's life worth?
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Okay, continuing to the news here. Headline, Obama, AP, will spend our way out of this. Again, at the end, they are taking $8.5 trillion we know of. It's been over 3 weeks since we got a new number. Outside the U.S., over $10 trillion from Japan to Germany to France to England to the Netherlands. That's how much or more they've sucked out of their people's coffers. And remember, we have to pay all this back in taxes. They keep telling us it's to save the economy, but it isn't. It's going offshore, and the governments of the world are now fully controlled by these offshore banks, and they have ordered their puppet governments to even pass laws to give it the illusion of legality that no one can even review or find out where the money's going. And the looting, the raping has only begun. Now they're saying, we'll spend our way out of this as trillions a week are sucked into the private banks, and now they're saying a trillion or more, quote, domestically, but that will only be given to select global corporations as well. We have the laundry list of where it's going. And any of the money that actually goes to the citizens will be to give you, quote, little federal jobs. And these aren't jobs building dams or roads. That'd be okay if we're going to be socialist. I'm against the socialism to begin with, but no, it's youth brigades and tattletale squads and domestic drafts. And the public is still in denial with Rahm Emanuel and incoming White House and Obama all on record saying, yes, you're going to have to serve. And we post CNN clips, C-SPAN clips, ABC clips with Emanuel saying it, with Obama saying it. People comment under it saying, we posted fake video. These Obamanoids just don't understand. It's really happening. Israel fires on Lebanon in response to rocket attack, and they're now saying it may open up into a second front. We'll get more into that. Sarkozy and Merkel and Blair call for new capitalism. The head of the European's biggest economy said Tuesday that world leaders should be looking as the massive U.S. deficit and other economic imbalances, not just problems caused by financial markets, as they debate a new global order. And they go on to say America's time is over. The new center of the world order will be Europe. Well, that's who owned us to begin with. Again, they've run up our credit card. They're trashing us. They're bringing us down. They're announcing we're dead so they can be the new center of the world system, which was always the plan back to the trilateralists back in 1974. That's how we've been predicting for years exactly what will happen, because they told us. It isn't predicting. It's like reading a TV guide and saying what's coming on TV tonight. Just as Obama begins, huge deficits could hamper his plans to save us. Oh, it's not his fault. Here's one on global warming. How's this for odd? Minnesota sleigh dog race canceled because of too much snow. Coldest winter in decades worldwide. And now Russia, because of Ukraine threatening to renege on their lease of a naval port and moving weapon systems up against the border, Russia cut back on some of the basically free gas they've been giving them as a subsidy as part of that deal. And so what did Ukraine do? They just cut off gas to Europe. People could die there, folks. I mean, you know, below zero in many of those countries. In fact, people are dying, the press is reporting. You know, I saw a blurb about this in email, and I didn't believe it, and I Googled it, and it was our very own KVUE Austin TV. New law restricts resale of kids' products. And it's saying that the way the federal law is written, you can't sell used clothes for children or shoes or anything else on eBay. That's my wife's favorite place to buy my children clothes. She loves buying vintage stuff on there. And that little resale shops won't be able to sell. It's got an Austin business. It's going to have to close its doors. This is absolutely amazing. And see, they're shutting down all our basic underground market. That's why they're now raiding with police watermelon stands and farms selling organic chicken eggs. It's what Stalin did. So new law restricts resale of kids' products. You can't make this up. That is just some of what we've got here. Oh, remember I told you the Trans-Texas Corridor wasn't dead? Unbelievably, the Statesman got it right with a headline, Trans-Texas Corridor, dead in name only. So they got it right. I want to salute Ben Weir. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to Steve Quayle, veteran broadcaster.
Well, my goodness gracious.
Best-selling author. Frequent coast-to-coast contributor. And somebody I learned a lot from 15 years ago when I really started waking up right before I got on air.
He spoke to me with a voice so sweet.
Before I do that, I wanted to hit this news. On InfoWars.com, we posted a link to this story, and the disinfo trolls went in and said, look at Alex, he's a liar. He said they'd already built the Trans-Texas Corridor, but now they're saying it's canceled. It's got to be disinfo. You know, first the mainstream media said the Trans-Texas Corridor, the North American Napa Superhighway didn't exist. We got all the documents. 2 years ago, the legislature said, okay, we're passing a law against these toll roads, these takeover by foreign companies. The governor vetoed it and still enforced it. Then 2 days ago, TxDOT put out a press release saying it is dead. But then under it, it said, but we're going to do the entire project in different sections just under a new name. I mean, it was in the article, and people emailed and in the media attacked me and said that it didn't say that. Then their other deceptive spin is to claim, well, Alex, I thought they'd built it. Yes, they're building large sections of it. east of Austin, all around Austin. We've got giant Trans-Texas Corridor billboards up everywhere. They're putting toll roads on existing roads. They put, six of them up in the last 2 years in Austin, swearing they wouldn't. I mean, they're there. They're real. I've gone out and videotaped them. I put it in the film Endgame, but still the public's under mind control, and so the establishment can say, no, it doesn't exist. So, see, first they said it didn't exist. Now they are saying they've canceled it, which is a lie itself, and the Statesman of all places, a day after I made the point that it was dead in name only, Trans-Texas Corridor, name dies, but not entire concept. And it goes on to say plans of cross-state tollways, railways, and utility lines, officials say, will be done in pieces. It's the same thing. They're just changing the name. And this is Ben Weir, Austin American Statesman. There you go. And then a day after I make the point that it's a fraud, we post the article and the disinfo trolls come in. And again, it isn't that they're hurting me. It's that I'm illustrating how deceptive they are, and there's no way these are just the general public. The Pentagon, private corporations, they admit that they have all these paid trolls on the web trying to counter us. Another issue, and then we're going to Steve Quayle, is this. We moved to the new office completely about 2.5 weeks ago, and I had this bullhorn that I used in the movie A Scanner Darkly. I guess I've had it 5-6 years since the last one got broken, and it's the favorite model, this big Radio Shack model that I found is the loudest for the size, and it's been in just countless demonstrations. The last one was in Denver. We were bullhorning MSNBC for covering up that 9/11 was an inside job outside, and they came over, grabbed it, tried to rip it away. Then a guy comes up with a knife and cuts it. It's on video. And so if somebody wants to buy the bullhorn, we have an eBay auction going. They can fix that, or they can keep it as a classic piece of Liberty memorabilia. And the disinfo trolls went into the article on Infowars.com that Kurt Nemo posted, Alex Jones, Tyranny Crusher 1 Bullhorn, auction at eBay, and they yelled and screamed and said, how dare you be selling this? How dare you be profiting? How dare you be doing this when we've stated that we're selling the bullhorn to raise money to expand the studio? We've built the new radio studio. You've seen it. It looks great. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we're building the new studio, but in this economy, we don't have the funds to do this if people don't support us. But think about what a mind game, and this came out in the 70s in the COINTELPRO documents. It just came out last year in a declassified 2004 Army manual on COINTELPRO in nations they're taking down, to always talk about your opposition and say they're trying to make money. Now think of what a mind trick this is. Think of what a mind game this is. The government can have offshore banks take it over and steal $8.5 trillion and growing. They can erect hundreds of new taxes, 88 new ones in New York State alone, carbon taxes, taxes on cows, flatulence, total control of society, regulate everything you do, income taxes, state income taxes, franchise taxes, sales taxes. They take your money and use it against you. And then they claim that alternative media isn't allowed to capitalize their operations, that is, get the money to expand. They are so afraid and trying this asinine tactic against us that it's bad that we have good microphones and good cameras and make good films and have big, powerful websites and reach tens of millions of people. They are so afraid of that, and just think of the ridiculous mind game they play. So that's what it is. The auction is going to be going until next Wednesday night at about 11:30 in the evening. And then it closes out. It's $1,500, which is a drop in the bucket when you're buying equipment. And I'm glad to say it's above $2,500 now, with last time I checked 16 bids. Let me just click on it and find out what it is now. And I hope $50,000 gets raised for the bullhorn. It isn't the point that the bullhorn's even worth that. It's that it is a way to donate and have some fun donating and fund this operation. And so, in the spirit of fighting back against tyranny, I want everybody. I'm not ashamed. I'm proud of the fact we're expanding and fighting the New World Order, even though our level has been shrinking somewhat because of the economy. We need you to go to Infowars.com and buy books and videos, not just because they're the best books and videos out there, the library we carry, but because it supports what we're doing here in this highly effective message. And so this psychological warfare tactic of saying we should be ashamed of rising and of being successful and of challenging the globalists. We're supposed to live under a bridge and talk to people through a cardboard box as a bullhorn and just be a bunch of failures while the enemy has unlimited funding against us. I mean, we're already like David against a 10,000-foot Goliath, and we're 5 feet tall here, but they don't even like that. So, again, you want to counter the New World Order? Don't just support Alex Jones. Support all the other alternative media. And if it isn't financial, spread the word about the websites. God forbid you write Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com on your fellow reserve notes, a way a lot of people are waking up. God forbid you call into talk shows and talk about the show on mainline radio. Heaven forbid you tell your email list to tune in via the web at Infowars.com or go to SteveQuayle.com. So, again, people tell me, jump on me about selling things. I'm going to start pushing it even more. I'm going to have another money bond. How do you like that? We need it. We're going to do it coming up in the next few months because we want to be positioned to where we're able to continue even into a hardcore depression operating and getting the truth out. All right, that said, I appreciate Steve Quayle holding while I went through that. Please go to Infowars.com, buy the books and videos, see that as a donation. That way you even get materials to wake others up, can make copies of all my films, get them out to people. PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, that supports us to operate. If you want to send us a donation, cash, money orders, checks, whatever, send them. Write it to Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You know, I don't usually ask for money, but you're going to criticize me for trying to sell something to buy equipment? Well, that's it. I'm not ashamed of raising money to fight tyranny. I'm proud of it. And your propaganda and your mind control doesn't work on me, and it doesn't work on the people anymore. So again, ladies and gentlemen, our local AM and FM affiliates, it's a donation. Call and buy advertising for your business on them. Thank them for carrying the show. Don't just help me, help our affiliates. Support our sponsors. And buy the books and videos. I want you to send a strong message. I want to come on the air tomorrow and say, folks, we sold five times as many books and videos as we normally do per day. Because, you know, this is a message to the New World Order that we are going to capitalize these operations. We're going to fund them. That's what we need. All right, enough said. Steve Quayle, I really appreciate you coming on, my friend.
Well, thank you, Alex. I got to tell you something. Your subject matter is so important. I'm going to key off the word mind control. A little over a week ago, someone who works deep in the heart of the underground world of psychological operations for Northcom, I ran into him on the streets of Bozeman. We had a two-hour talk, and he was convinced that I was the guy that he had to talk to. By the way, high enough ranking officer, and I've known the guy, so I know why he's not a plant or anything, but Alex, here's the thing. When you tell people that the government loads up boards, whether it's a blog against you, a blog against me, the different message boards out there that are always accusing me or accusing you of trying to get rich at these people's expense, I tell them to go and drop dead. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit more blunt than you are. But what he told me, Alex, is that they are absolutely in control of the airwaves. They plant their people on the boards. Anytime truth comes out, they will either attack the information as being false, they'll attack the messenger as being, only in it for the money. Where the blazes were these people when you know what you've spent over the years and what's been spent on your radio program?
It's targeting the general public that doesn't know what it's like to have, what you do, 10, 20, 30 employees, what I have, 16, 17 employees. They have no idea that I wish I didn't have to spend my time grubbing for the money to fight the New World Order because I'd be more effective. I mean, this takes time. This takes energy. We're on shortwave 9 hours a day. I mean, one of these half-decent prosumer cameras, not even professional cameras, is $6,000. I mean, we need the funds.
Oh, absolutely. But let me get to this because I think this is incredible. He told me the amount of money they're spending, the Defense Department is spending, to fund new game development in the virtual world. This is something I don't think people understand. How many young people are involved in virtual games, virtual identities, Half-Life, I don't even play these things.
Hey, tens of millions per game. I saw a report 2 weeks ago, never even got to it on air, where the Xbox, the military is using that now as the platform to fly Predator drones, and they want to hire the top-scoring teenagers. Remember the last Starfighter where the alien force comes and plants the video games
in the small... He shows up in a sports car that's a spacecraft. Yeah, perfect. But that's exactly what
they're
doing.
But I mean, we're not saying aliens are going on. That was Hollywood telling you.
Yeah.
The military developed these to actually find the best players, and now they admit it, that these are real drone attack simulators, and they're going to hire the teenagers to remote pilot the Predators.
Absolutely. When you can set someone to a virtual world, you can divorce them from the real world by entangling everybody in what I would call the mind control, psychological operations, virtual world. You keep them from the true information, Alex.
And mixing false reality with real reality until nobody can tell the difference.
But here's the deal. I want everyone to understand, you've been spending a lot of time and effort over the years talking about martial law. So have I. We've been getting all of the hits we've taken, and I don't care about the hits I'm taking, but here's what people better understand. On October 7th, we were within 2.5 minutes of going into full-scale martial law. The command and control general that was up as a five-star general, okay, that whole guy was, he's known on the radio, I don't know who it is, but it's Lighthouse. When I talked to this gentleman who works deep underground, I asked him, I said to him, who is Lighthouse? He said, that is the command and control authority for martial law. I said, how close were we to martial law? I didn't volunteer the information. He said 2.5 minutes is where the countdown.
Let me stop you. This is not just Steve Quayle's opinion. Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma is on record on the news saying they were threatened with martial law October 3rd if they didn't pass the banker takeover. That was the receivership of the nation by the foreign banks. We've had two other congressmen on, House members, to tell you they were threatened with martial law. And now Bloomberg and AP reported 3 weeks ago. Headline, War Powers Act enacted by Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is now above even the executive.
Absolutely. And what people have got to understand, Alex, is they have, and I'm saying this, as they take in every breath they breathe, I want them to start making a conscious effort to realize that there are people that absolutely cannot wait. This gentleman that told me, high-ranking military officer, said, Steve, he said the plans for martial law are so off the charts and so horrible. Now, understand, we're not talking about foreign invasion. He said, I'm having really severe problems, and he asked me quite candidly to keep him in prayer. But look, Alex, this is someone that I believe, look, you know how many calls you get. You know the different people that you can count on. You can test the veracity of their information. How many witnesses? The Bible says the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. We get 2,000 or 3,000 witnesses, and you and I are supposedly making this stuff up so we can sell our books. And I got to tell everybody.
Well, Steve, I hope we sell our books to warn people so we can expand and fight this thing. But, again, that's the mind game. But you know, the point is, what is our message? What is the information? That's what's key. But I wish our books were selling as much as Harry Potter. We'd have this thing turned around. But let me just finish making this point and backing you up. They are on record. How many years? You've been on the air 16, 17 years. Did you say there were quiet preparations for martial law and give the evidence? Now it's all declassified. Now they admit they're going to use foreign troops. Now it's in major publications. Now they're admitting troops on the streets, Marines running checkpoints. This is really happening. So the point is, it all happened.
Absolutely. And not only is it happening, see, it's not enough. Alex, people have got to understand this. I've got to tell this because this is really the thing that's burning in my heart, is you've got to turn off the television, the literal physical television, and you've got to start doing your due diligence and not just listening to Alex Jones or Steve Quayle or Hawk or whoever's out there warning, signing our lives saying, look, this is really happening. We're not just telling you this for whatever reasons. By the way, I make no apologies, you know, about having to do what I've got to do. You asked me earlier before I went on the air. I came back on my Monday show because I had turned my show over to five different guest hosts as trying to turn it over so that, you know, I could give people the best, I guess you'd say, overview of everything going on from five different minds instead of mine, okay? Well, I'm back on Monday because, again, I've spent 15 years of my life, close to $500,000 out of my pocket, to put, the best program that I can do, you know, to complement all the other programs out there. And quite candidly, as you know, it's tough to get people that will carry your passion, carry your zeal, and carry the warning. And so what I've had to do, basically, and I've decided to do this, is to, in light of this fast-breaking concept that we're soon to be under total global domination, we have to basically speak up, yell, scream, kick bite and chew and tell.
Because there may come a time very soon when we're all off the air and unable to do this. We have to prepare as if that's not going to happen, but also prepare for it to happen so that we continue to expand, fight the New World Order, but also make the personal preparations, all of us, to go into the next phase. I mean, Steve, what did you think of the last month when hundreds and hundreds of publications, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times of London, AP, came out and said, okay, there's a world government, it's for your own good, we kept it secret from you, but now it's going to be a world government run by private central banks, and you'll pay carbon taxes for all your activities to us. I mean, that is what we always told people exactly being announced.
Right, and I think some of the people, I'm going to be very kinder and gentler, Steve, I think people have better get over their poultry dropping, take another word for poultry drop, attitude towards what we're telling, because Alex, they're in our face. They don't care anymore. See, that's what people don't understand. They don't care. They don't want to hide it. It's in our face. They're going to do it. But the worst thing is if people don't recognize it and start making moves to protect their family, they're going to get steamrolled by this thing.
Steve Quayle, let's break down from your Pentagon sources. You're right out there by Northcom. Where all this is going.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, former head of the Treasury, will be joining us coming up in about 45 minutes. Then we got David Icke for an hour and a half. That's always interesting. We are live, 8th day of January 2009. So, Steve, as you said, the mere fact that they're out in the open about all this now, but put window dressing on it, is a sign historically that they're going for broke, that they've decided to fully engage their operation. What will that operation look like?
Okay, I asked that specific question, and I'll get to the timing issue after I tell the operation. The operation is absolutely so planned out to the nth degree. And, Alex, every day they have meetings and they discuss what I talk on my show, and I'm not flattering me or you, but they want to know how much we know. And to every time we tell what we know, they plan around what we're telling the people. First of all, the Internet's going down. The guy said, you must tell your listeners the Internet's going down.
By the way, the inventor of the Internet said Sunday in the BBC that it's, quote, dying because these systems by design aren't being repaired or upgraded. So they're going to claim it's a failure.
Absolutely. But let me say this, too. I've gotten now multiple reports of the black box jammers being given to selected communities. Now, I don't know the communities that they expect to have the most. A black box jammer is something that will cut all radio, all television. It cuts everything. And listen, in a 12-mile radius, okay?
So it's a wide-spectrum jammer.
It's a wide-spectrum jammer. And they have been handed out along with the individuals that know how to work with them. And interesting,
that's what the Russians used in Baghdad to jam cruise missiles.
Absolutely. But it's getting, and so people say, well, I'll just call Steve or Alex on my cell phone. No, you won't. Well, I'll just get on my landline. No, you won't. Well, I'll just get on the shortwave. No, you won't. The thing is, Alex, and this is something that I said to the gentleman that I was having the talk with. I said, so what are you doing? And he said, I'm buying, and this is his words. I'm not. He said, I'm buying food. I'm buying the weapons to defend my family. And he said, I'm looking for a place, too, because he said, look.
But that's what I was going to say. What are they going to do when their own people walk off from NORAD and walk off from NORTHCOM and the police walk off to help their families?
Well,
then they bring in the foreign troops.
Then they bring in the foreign troops. And that's the other thing. You said, Steve, I'm seeing more and more foreign troops assigned to active duty U.S. troops stationed. And by the way, he said the 30,000 is a bunch of bunk. He said,
and by the way, people laugh at this. 20% of the Army's illegal aliens they hired. The biggest recruiting centers are in Manila, Philippines, the Mexico City, Ukraine. And then it's in major papers they've signed deals. Remember Congress last year said we weren't told to use Canadian and Mexican troops in America. That was in the Toronto Star.
Absolutely. And we can no longer call them the shadow boys, okay? I don't know if you saw on Drudge, but they showed five presidents, current, including current president-elect. And all I wish that someone would have drawn in, or someone would draw in, a cartoonist. It's just the puppet strings going up above all of them with the Illuminati. We own them all, okay? The thing is that this thing is so close. Here's his time period. He is extremely worried, okay? He said he is extremely worried about the next 90 days. And everything that's taking place in the Middle East plays into this. Everything is taking place in the currency. I asked him flat ass out, forgive the language, but I said, look, I gotta have this from you guys and be able to verify it. Is the Amaro really coming on board, or is that just another thing to keep us occupied and to just go directly to cashless society? He said no. And by the way, I've had multiple verifications, although people say, oh, the Amaro, it's not printed. China demanded 1.3 trillion Amaros, which the Bush regime gave to them, or they would basically cancel and crash our currency.
Now, let's explain what that is. That they announced a month ago in the New York Times that the Federal Reserve is issuing something above Treasury notes itself that is collateralized by North American assets. So
absolutely,
that's your Amaro. It is a above the stock market, above the bond market, international currency, cashless, above gold. Stay there. Steve Quayle's our guest. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.